News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, I'm sure many of you are getting ready for Good Friday tomorrow and the venerations of the cross and all that, but some of you might be in work. There is a certain degree of confusion about whether you do have to work tomorrow. Here to clear up any doubts about what the policy is Mary Connaughton, CEO of CIPD, the professional body for HR in Ireland. Mary, you're very welcome to the programme. There is this confusion, as I said, about who gets Friday off and why. Where does that confusion come from?
There's lots of confusion out there, Ciarán. What we find is that some companies, and particularly the banks and the civil service offices, close down and other people assume that therefore it's a public holiday. But in fact, it's not a public holiday. It's a normal day's work. But when people look and see that public offices are closed and the banks are closed, they think they're entitled to it. And then they think if they do have to work, they're entitled to compensation for doing that. In fact, it's just a normal day's work and a normal day's pay.
Even when you say public bodies are closed, we had a bit of confusion yesterday, and confusion even within OnPost. OnPost, some places deliver in urban areas and some places don't, and some people are working, some people aren't. They sounded like they weren't really sure themselves if they had the day off.
Yeah, and in a large organisation, different things can be happening in different parts of the company, and that adds to the confusion. And some places will require employees to take a day off if they want to close a local office. Now they have to do that with weeks of notice. And other times they find that people want to take the day's leave, wanted to have the longer holiday, and hence they decide, well, let's close the place down because everyone wants to go on leave, rather than have one or two people just in when they can't provide a proper service.
Is there an urban-rural divide a little bit in this, in the sense that certain big offices in Dublin might be running as normal on Friday, but if you go to lots of towns around Ireland, if you went into work on Friday, I doubt the phone would ring.
Well, I think actually you'll find that Dublin will be pretty quiet tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't think you'll find much around, and there won't be a lot of activity. On the retail side, yes, you will, but you'll find most public offices, a lot of private offices will do it, and people are taking leave more so than necessarily that it's an official company day.
Well, is it something that, given that it is so quiet, that companies that are working, that they should make it a company day? That may, even if you have to work, give people a day in lieu?
Well, I think companies have to look at what's their overall leave policy. Sometimes they say, well, we'll give extra days leave and then people have that day to take, rather than sort of saying that it's always going to be Good Friday and then they have to make a decision each year as to what they do about Good Friday. But of course, that all contributes to the confusion, because out there it's not clear what's the general rule and people don't check their policy or their contracts to see what they're entitled to.
And it is a bank holiday across the pond in the UK, isn't it?
That's another cause of confusion.
Yeah, yes, so yeah, if your company does a lot of work with UK and UK-based companies, you're going to be quiet on Friday.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, we traditionally would have had religious ceremonies on Friday. People would have been given time off for religious ceremonies.
Yeah, for the venerations of the cross are usually just not long after lunch.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes people then didn't go back. So all that sort of informality brought the idea that, well, we have some time off on Good Friday. But now I think the rules are much more defined around it. But nowadays too, we have a lot more people who work flexibly, so they might not be in the office anyway on Friday. They might be working from home, they might be working online. So with that flexibility, actually being clear about what the situation is for each employee has got more important.
So if you're confused, check company policy.
Check company policy, ask HR. We've advised HR to go out and communicate to people in advance, and hopefully they've all done that.
I think the message has to be just give everyone the day off. That's what they should do here in News Talk. Anyway, Mary, listen, thanks a million. Mary Connaughton, CEO of CIPD, the professional body for HR in Ireland.